We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. We're looking at some efforts to steer the economy of Eastern Kentucky in a new direction.
I feel like if places are good places to live, they become good places to visit.
Robert Guype, Design Education Coordinator for the Southeast Kentucky Revitalization Project.
Employers have a lot more options about where they go, and the quality of life in a community is ever more critical to recruiting new employers or to retaining employers.
Guype is leading a project that offers paid training in three specific areas: construction, design, and hospitality.
I hope we figured out that the cultural aspects of living in a community have a ripple effect in terms of restaurants and activities and things to do, that if we would tend to that, I think we're going to be a lot more attractive to employers, both who are there and who might come to us.
Also rolling up their sleeves to help breathe new life into the downtowns of Eastern Kentucky, Jeff and Sky Marietta. This husband and wife team of Harvard-educated PhDs have revitalized old Main Street buildings in Corbin, Harlan, and Williamsburg.
Some people imagine that maybe we're just sitting on a ton of wealth or there's something else going on. But we're just a regular family of four. We have two small children. We got to get the older one to basketball games and the little one to preschool. And we've managed to do this just on the power of our paychecks. I won't always say it's easy. But, you know, in a place where there's a lot of economic growing to do, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. The buildings are not expensive. There is this opportunity you have here in Eastern Kentucky that might be unsurpassed anywhere else in the country.
The quickest way out of poverty and all the problems associated with poverty is a stable living wage, dignified job.
Jeff Marietta.
And if you can give a person that, it'll absolutely change their life. And so I think that's kind of the approach we're taking. And I think if that's what we see as sort of the answer to the revitalization of Eastern Kentucky, and that can be done in many different ways. And this is the way that we've chose to do it as a family.
The Mariettas are now both teaching at the University of the Cumberlands, and you'll hear how they're working to build a strong town-gown partnership in Williamsburg. Robin Mason is a big fan of what Robert Guype, the Mariettas, and many others are doing.
I think it's brilliant, and I think the time has come.
Dr. Mason is a professor of Appalachian Studies here at EKU, but she also wears another hat as a working Eastern Kentucky entrepreneur. Her business, Tree of the Field, producing a clean-burning alternative to firewood made of canaf.
We suggest that there are crop-based solutions with the use of good technology and science and innovation that can meet biomass needs in rapidly renewable ways. And so if you can grow something to make a product that burns longer, hotter, and cleaner than wood in one summer as opposed to a tree that grows for 60 years, we have those abilities now, and those abilities haven't existed in the past, and they're in Appalachia. These are Appalachian solutions.
Solutions are in heavy demand in Kentucky education. Getting better at running public and private schools is the aim of the Kentucky Chamber's Leadership Institute for School Principals.
We looked at different ideas of how we could impact education, and the best way to impact education, according to our board of directors, is leadership.
Kelly Wolf heads the Chamber Foundation.
Education is our future workforce, and improving education attainment in Kentucky is always a top priority for us.
Along with Kelly, we'll hear from Michael Price, principal at Breckenridge Elementary in Fayette County. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.